This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Nurkic fires it down court, pumps up, coming out of range, scores at the buzzer. What a pass down the court by Nurkic, and McCollum pays it off. Good at the gun to give the Blazers a three-point lead.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Kuz one-on-one against Kenyon Martin, drives left, got to the rim, throws it up and in! 7 seconds left. Timeout Houston. Kuzma just overpowered Kenyon Martin.
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
Here's Lillard on the attack. And it's another 30-point game, the 34th. Of the season for Damian Lillard and his sixth in a row.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. I am Brandon Sprague. Across the way is my co-host, Andrew Dirt Johnson.
What is happening?
Good morning. Happy Thursday to everybody out there.
Happy Thursday. I don't know about you guys. Today feels like more sunshine than I've ever experienced at 5 o'clock in the morning in my life, and I'm here
Pretty
for
bright.
It.
Pretty
it was.
Bright.
I woke up today, and it was like I have a normal time job. Like, on my way in, it's like, I'm just a normal guy going to work. It's not the middle of the night. It felt normal today.
John Zucanic tried to job shame me last night on Twitter.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, I think Nimick was asking about how to get, like, NFL package stuff for what? Because he's a diehard Niner fan.
Okay.
Man, he was DMing me so much leading into the draft. He's like, was he? They're not going to really pick Mac, you think?
No way. And I'm like, no way, man. No way they do it.
We were going back and forth, and Nimick was like, hey, I got YouTube TV. Does anybody know how I can watch my team exclusively? And I think John Zucanic said, yeah, get cable or satellite like a normal person. So I jumped in and I said, YouTube TV is actually pretty awesome. It has all the channels you have. And you can split the bill up to five people. And he just responded, so? Question mark. And I said, well, we don't all have that Zucanic $3,000 for a bag
sure.
money.
Come on now.
So I like to save money. If I can save money on my cable bill by $50 a month, all I'm right. going to do it every time.
You got to find ways to cut corners.
And he jokingly responded, well, this is where working more than 3 hours a day would come in handy. And I tell you to do that, except I want to work 3 hours a day.
This is where, you know, you could get a whole nother second job. You could do something else in your spare time. No, we're working 3 hours a day. No. We're going to take what we make. And I do wonder, I got something in my eye now. And it's driving me nuts. I don't know what's in there. I wonder how long until we reach the threshold, because I know it's trending in that direction where streaming services end up equaling the amount of cable. Because it's creeping in that direction.
Oh, it's already
there. Is it already there for people?
YouTube TV, if you went solo on YouTube TV, you're paying $75.99 or $75.49 a month.
But to your point, why would anybody go solo when you could split it five ways?
Well, just the convenience of not having to rent a box.
Okay.
Deal with a cable company. Like, you can go through YouTube TV customer service pretty easy. Not that you can't with the others, but I think just the idea of there's no satellite attachment to your house. Like, I have a satellite on my house, and I've had a satellite on another house, and you can't take them off.
True.
Which is such an odd
True.
Thing that those companies said, we're going to put the satellite on. You can never touch this.
Yeah, you can't remove it from your roof. It's just going to sit up there.
I don't understand that. I feel like they should, if you're putting it on, shouldn't you have to take it off if I don't want it? Like, that should be part of the deal. Like, that, come fix my roof.
Right.
So if you don't want to do that, you don't want to rent the box.
I got some holes in my roof up here. Can you fix those for me?
I could see how somebody gets into Fire TV and just says, I'm going to have YouTube TV. But to your point, I mean, I think I'm paying... I cut cable because I was paying $220 a month back in the day.
Yes, it's expensive. That's, I mean, yeah. If you go full boat cable and you got good speed internet and all that stuff from the same, from one company, yeah, you're around $200 a month.
And I didn't have like Showtime or anything, but I did get HBO, and then I had the pretty basic good cable package.
When you get all the sports channels too in our line of work.
And I was paying $200, so I'm like, okay, I'm doing the streaming thing, and I bounced around a couple different spots. Thought Hulu was okay. Sling was all right, but it was really just for the Pac-12 network.
Right.
YouTube TV at that point was 40. Well, now it's 74 because I think they've since caught on that everybody is splitting YouTube TV five ways.
That's a crazy increase because you didn't switch that long ago.
No, it was like 2 years ago, two and a half years ago.
In 2 years to almost double the amount of money you charge for your product. And I get it. If the demand's there, you're going to do it. Every time I go to YouTube, they ask me if I want YouTube TV. And I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. I don't want it right now. But they're selling it like crazy. That is an incredible increase.
And then my internet, because, you know, they always do these... good deals for internet, and then 6 months goes up, they never tell you, so they jack it right back up, and then you have to call back in.
Right, your contract's up.
My internet is $80, so I'm paying $100. I'm saving what, maybe $15, not doing what you're doing.
Yeah. Somebody
it's already there.
Somebody texted in and said, "I cut cable. I got YouTube TV with internet. I'm already back up to $170. Same place.
It's exact same thing. Yeah, mine might be at $170. Maybe I'm lowballing it. But I remember seeing the bill for my cable or my internet and my YouTube, and I was like, what? I did this to save money, and now you're just like, you're right back up here.
Somebody said, and he said, no Pac-12, not including Hulu and Netflix either, too. So you add Hulu and Netflix on top of that, you're adding, you know, Netflix is what, $15 a month, depending on what package you got. So now you're up to $185.
Damn near $20. So
that's one of those that I don't, it's a automatic withdrawal, and I just prefer to not look how much.
I think it's 19.
Up. Is it 19 now?
They've upped it to 19. Disney Plus just announced that they jacked it up $1. So that's $14
people.
A month.
What are we doing here?
I have HBO Max. So that's another $15. I mean, you start doing the math on TV. I luckily can write this stuff off.
Sure.
But you start doing the math on that, and you're like, I am paying a stupid amount of money for entertainment on my television.
That's a decent amount to write off, but then are you going to hit that old standard deduction? Are you going to get all the way up there? You never know how many write-offs you're going to have throughout the course of a year.
What is a write-off?
I don't know, but they write it off. That's what everybody does. I have been a long-term convenience guy. Like, I'm willing to pay a little bit more for convenience, but there were times over the last couple of years that hearing the amount of people, like when you would talk about how much you're paying per month, and then I would compare that to how much I'm paying per month. There would be a lot of times that I would look hard and deep and say, this might be the right way to go. I need maybe saving $100 a month. It'd be kind of nice to have an extra $1,200 a year.
That's so much more golf.
So much more golf, right? But the convenience always kept me with cable because you can't be having just a box that you could turn on and then just change channels. Like not having to go from one, you know, I need to watch a Pac-12 network, I got to go to this, or I got to go open up this app. If you know, the NFL Red Zone's on this one. I know a lot of folks, you just kind of bounce around on like smart TV kind of things. I know YouTube TV isn't necessarily that way, but I've always leaned on the convenience. But now that we're back to the same amount of price, I'm kind of glad that I just wish that
I know there was legislation at one point to allow for consumers to go a la carte. I am very curious what it would be if, you know, you just come in with the list of all the channels you want. There's essentially...
I think I'd have 7 channels if I'm being honest.
Oh, there's more. You start doing everything that you actually go to at some point on a semi-regular basis or in season or that sort of stuff. And I got to, plus the things that you need, like you need all the Turner channels for the NCAA tournament.
Like, well, let me push back. Do you though? Because the first 2 rounds is when they're on all those channels. And aren't you in a non-COVID situation, which would probably be there next year? We're probably watching those in dive bars with buddies.
Yeah, I would rather instead of paying for True TV, which I would never watch outside of 3 days in the calendar year, I'll go to a bar. Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm
saying. Not going to pay $4 a month for that channel.
I'm just curious, though, if you actually lined it up on a la carte, how much it would be. I'd really like to see
Well,
that.
They'd probably jack the prices up of the channels, sure. Wouldn't they?
$9.99 per channel.
Well, no, based
this guy,
on...
outrageous.
It's pretty ridiculous that we're already to cable prices.
Right?
For streaming.
Like,
we're like 4 years into this thing, largely like with all of these companies, and they've all just said, well, we've got them now. And
now that you're a subscriber, you're going to just keep paying more and more.
YouTube TV, I will say, it doesn't have the convenience of flipping a channel with like the traditional channel up, channel down button you have. It's the closest to cable I've experienced yet. It's simple. The arrow back on your Fire Stick and your channel guide's right there.
Sure.
So it's really not a hassle in that regard. And, you know, it's pretty easy to navigate because it's just like cable. You memorize where it is on your guide.
Right. You just bounce right to it.
But it's, the saving grace for YouTube TV for me is that I split it. I have like I have the full amount of people you can have on one account.
Now, somebody texted in and said, can't you only split it five ways if you're sharing a Wi-Fi connection?
No.
Oh.
No, I have five people that are legit using it.
Wow. Look at you.
Yeah.
He said, thanks 1080 for the customer service. You're welcome. We're just helping people today. We're helping people, man. You don't need to be under that same Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, no. Anything else you want, I'm not shy. I've dabbled in all the streams. I think Sling sucks, but it has Pac-12 Network, but it's not worth it to me to have it.
Right.
Even though every game for Oregon State seems to be on Pac-12 Network.
Well, maybe in their next TV deal, they'll all be on Facebook. Then you got to get back on Facebook.
I have a dummy Facebook account.
Yeah.
I don't use it. You know, somehow I deactivated my Facebook, by the way. This is a side note.
Sure.
Deactivated my personal Facebook years ago.
As did I.
Like, you damn Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Funny, I'm on Instagram, though.
Right.
They're
not going to track me. Yeah. I'm only on Instagram.
I hate Facebook. Like my Instagram posts. I deactivated my personal Facebook. Do you know what happened this year? Haven't been back on it. They randomly threw my birthday out, and my father-in-law, who loves Facebook.
Big Facebook guy.
He connects with people in Vietnam and all throughout, you know.
I could get it.
I saw him on my birthday, and he goes, you need to say thank you. He just randomly said that to me, and I'm like, what? Huh? What are you talking about?
What's going on?
He goes, all those people that wished you happy birthday. I'm like, I've had like three people wish me happy birthday today. Nobody, what are you talking about?
Nobody knows it's my birthday anymore. I'm not on Facebook.
He goes, on Facebook. And I go, Facebook? I don't have Facebook. He goes, everybody's wishing you happy birthday on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
And my wife went and looked it up, and they popped my birthday back on, and I had like people wishing me happy birthday. I'm like, I deactivated that account.
This is bogus, man.
I don't want those happy birthdays.
This is why I got out of this thing.
I got out of that society.
So a bunch of people I haven't seen in 10 years wouldn't wish me happy birthday.
I had college bosses, happy birthday. Hope you're doing well. I'm like,
what?
What are we doing here?
Okay, I appreciate it, but...
Like that was a violation of my privacy.
I would say just a bit. I think that's the definition of Facebook.
Has yours had that?
Not that I know of.
Oh, that
I'll have
pissed
to go
me off
from January. Yeah, I am deactivated. I got the hell out of there. But I think just this is a violation of my privacy. Mm. I think that's their byline.
I thought of a poll question today, and it's funny that this kind of came up in the conversation. I thought of doing a poll question of which social media are you most addicted to?
Oh,
Twitter, Instagram. Throw Facebook in there.
I think for a lot of people, it's, what's the video one now?
TikTok?
TikTok.
Okay, I'll throw TikTok as the new up-and-coming fourth one.
I would say I'm probably most addicted.
I don't have a TikTok, by the way.
And neither do I, thank God. I am most, Twitter easily for me.
Easily?
Easily for me. I don't ever really post Instagram. I'll gander a couple of times.
But it's not about posting. It's just, like, I don't post very often either, but I check it 4 or 5 times a day, and I'll just scroll and look and watch some stories, and I'm just like, what am I doing?
Why? This doesn't matter to me. Half these people I don't even know.
Read a book.
Go out and exercise. It's beautiful outside.
I had somebody that I knew in high school. They just recently ran. They saw my brother-in-law, who they don't know at all. I have not seen this person since high school. They saw my brother-in-law in person, and they recognized him from my Instagram, and they went and talked to him.
That's weird.
Kind of how I felt.
That's a little weird.
I was like,
what?
I've seen a person on Instagram and then seen him in person too that I don't really know. Right. I didn't say anything to him.
Yeah, a little strange. Yeah, Twitter is easily my most addicted.
Well, it's also a job thing.
It's sure, but I scroll and it's like, this is a cesspool. I don't know why I'm reading all this. I need to get off this.
I know
app,
you.
Man.
You get into the political tweets.
Oh, sure.
And
you're like,
dive into those comments.
Right now, man. What is going on? This is dumb.
All right. Well, we got a good show today. Joe Fortenbaugh of the Daily Wager and ESPN is going to join us. They got a special Daily Wager radio show coming up today. That's going to be on 9:10 at 5 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock. An hour after 5 o'clock, it's 6 o'clock, and that's what time the show's going to be on 9:10 ESPN.
Add that in my notes.
And he's going to join us for the Daily Ticker. The Daily Wager host will be on for the Daily Ticker. That lined up perfectly. We've got some NFL news and notes left over. We've got some schedule stuff. Michael Irvin losing his mind, and John Wilner breaking a bit of news last night.
Yeah, no fun for us.
What do you mean?
Well, did you see the news this morning?
No.
Oliver Luck's not going to be your commissioner, Bob.
Oh, damn it. Okay, well, I didn't see that, so you hold that story because I want to get to that coming up.
Okay.
And then the Trailblazers. We told you to bet on them. You're welcome.
We tried to warn you.
And they won the game. Swigard tried to tell us to fade them early, and then he told us he didn't bet them. I don't know what to believe anymore. But, yeah, it's going to be a busy show. A lot to get to. We start with the Morning Crunch next. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Pour the milk.
Looks like me and Vincent caught you boys at breakfast. Did you have it?
Part of a nutritious breakfast?
Hamburgers. Hamburgers. The cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
It's time for the Morning Crunch, a look at the tastiest topics in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
All right, the Morning Crunch brought to you on the Fan by Crunch Fitness. Beaverton Aloha Division, Vancouver. As low as $9.95 a month. For more information, go to crunch.com. Crunch is
great. I was at the Fire Gators house of gains yesterday, baby.
There you go.
Back. God, it's a home run. Okay, what is going
on
here?
What was that?
Alien takeover. What is happening?
The hell was that, man? It's like being woke up at 3 a.m.
Yeah. Are we okay? Are we alive? Are we still on the air? What is happening right
now? Is it going to play? I started with a hockey thing.
Think about it. Hale McCarr. A couple years ago, springing his Nichushkin on a baby breakaway. He shoots it over the top of the net with a backhand. As Dowdy Hasselman, turnover, cover, DeVal, cover. He
scores! JT Compher hits the hat trick, and the hats come pouring down here at Ball Arena.
Yeah, JT Compher with the hat trick against the Kings. They win 6-0. That's the Colorado Avalanche, if you don't know who JT Compher is. And that was Mark Mosier of Altitude Network. How about the Colorado Avalanche, who I hate, sitting there just barely behind the Vegas Golden Knights?
You still hate the Avalanche all these
always
years
have,
later?
Always will.
All these years
always
later.
Always have, yeah, they, always
one
will.
One more game. If they get a point tonight, they will clinch the President's Trophy and the best, the number one seed overall.
Their logo bothers me, and I'll never get past how much I hated them in the late 90s.
I love that the logo's what does it to
you. It really bothers me.
And I'm with you. I mean, you got rivalries from your childhood. You hold on to those. Have we figured out why we just got buzzed in the years?
I don't think I can play anything. I'd swag ass. I think we're back to this computer sucks.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, let's transition then to the diamond. Let's go to the diamond in baseball.
1-2. Struck him out swinging at 99. Wow. What a performance. And he finishes by striking out the side. 12 strikeouts for Cole. And one thing we know, Chapman will have at least a 1-0 lead going to the bottom of the ninth.
The Yankees win. John Sterling, WFAN, longtime play-by-play man for the Yanks. Gerrit Cole has a hell of an outing. 12 strikeouts over 8 innings. He is 5-1 with a 1.37 ERA. And the Yankees, despite their slow start, they have turned it around. They're 20-16 on the year, beating the Rays.
That they have. Bob Cole, as you mentioned, having a really good year. Chapman closed down the save. And the Rays have been a big issue for them. I mean, going all the way back to the postseason last year when they lost to them. Regular season, they haven't had good numbers against them. They got off to a bad start against them this year. It's just they've been a divisional rival that they've really struggled with. So a big win for New York. And they have settled in all the doomsdayers early. It was fun to make fun of the Yankees when they sucked. But now they're back above 500.
Here comes Trey Young. Young on the drive, corner, three-pointer, Collins, bang! John Collins from downtown, and the Hawks take a one-point lead. Timeout, Washington.
Mike Breen on the call, ESPN, the game before Portland's, the Wizards against the Hawks. The Wizards had just lost to the Hawks the night Russell Westbrook had broken the triple-double record, and they shouldn't have lost this game. They were up big.
Yeah.
I think they were up 16 or 14 going into the fourth quarter. They blew that lead. Atlanta comes back, and they win 120-116.
Nice little win for Atlanta. I'm curious to see how they do in the postseason. Like, they have totally turned their season around with the promotion of Nate McMillan as head coach, and that was somewhat controversial when it took place, and he's likely going to get a nice little contract extension, I would imagine, based on the job that he's done here in the second half of the year. But the middle of that Eastern Conference is really interesting. Like, I think Brooklyn's probably going to win it. But everybody else, like them in New York, just kind of, they're fun little stories, and I'm excited to see how they do in the postseason.
The Nets force the turnover. Harden. Oh, what a bounce for Green! James Harden! He's at another level.
The Nets have Ian Eagle as their guy. How great is that? One of the best national voices you get, Ian Eagle, the YES Network, the Nets play-by-play man. James Harden returns from his injury after missing a ton of games. He goes out there with 18-7 and 11. He was asked post-game how he was able to get back into the flow of things, and he said, not to brag, but I'm pretty good at this game.
He said, pretty good at basketball.
And he dominates the Nets, beat the Spurs 128-116.
Yeah. That's, I think it's
Doncic against Johnson. Oh.
No, it's okay. You go ahead and play it. I don't need my dumb There's comments.
Doncic against
needed.
Johnson at the top of the arc, steps back, shoots the three, hit it! Doncic, 5 out of 8 from behind the line.
That's their arena
5
call?
Of 5 yeah. Here in the second quarter.
Luka! That's their arena call, really?
Chuck Cooperstein of 103.3 ESPN Dallas. This one never really close. The Mavericks destroying and pummeling the poor New Orleans Pelicans.
Well, they had the zinger back in the lineup. That certainly helped.
And the Pelicans, I mean, geez, man, they're done. They're not going to even be in the play-in tournament. They are 3 games back. It's over for them. Talking about one of the more disappointing seasons of any team in the NBA, the Pelicans deserve to be in there. But yeah, they get killed last night.
Remember last year in the play-in when they tried to set up the 8-game schedule that was a cakewalk so New Orleans would make it, and they didn't make it.
Yeah.
Portland got in instead.
Yeah.
Like they have been trying to prop up Zion. I know that you can't do it for a 72-game schedule, but very disappointing. And that watching that outcome, made what the Blazers did that much more important.
They probably even made the play-in tournament just to say, hey, in case Zion's team sucks, what's
just
a way we can still
in
get
case.
Him in?
You can be the 9 seed. How about that? We'll make it be the 9 seed.
Adam, they were the 10 seed last year. Do we want to go that deep? Let's do a play-in tournament 7 through 10.
Get Zion in there.
To get Zion in there. By the way, the Mavericks win the same night the Portland Trail Blazers win. So now we're schedule or we're scoreboard watching. Well, Houston Rockets, no LeBron, no Anthony Davis. You had one job to do.
Come on, Houston.
You couldn't do it.
Kuz, one-on-one against Kenyon Martin, drives left, got to the rim, throws it up and in! 7 seconds left. Timeout, Houston. Kuzma just overpowered Kenyon Martin.
Yeah, John Ireland there, ESPN 710, another thriller with the Lakers. No AD, no LeBron. They beat the Rockets by 2. This was the game Kyle Kuzma's been dreaming about for 3 years. This is the, hey, now I'm going to show everybody I'm just as good as these guys.
I can be the alpha.
And he has 19 and 10.
He traveled, but oh well.
I mean, is that really something they care about in the NBA?
Interesting
clearly
move
not.
To rest those guys. I mean, you're playing the worst team in the NBA, so I guess you thought you'd be fine. But
they were
to,
fine.
And then Wesley Matthews just punked Olynyk.
I know. Wesley Matthews, how about that? Coming back and just pissing Blazer fans off.
Nurkic fires it down court, pumps on McCollum, got away and scores at the buzzer. What a pass down the court by Nurkic, and McCollum pays it off. Good at the gun to give the Blazers a 3-point lead.
I think you could make a real argument that was the best play
of the night.
Of the year for them. Think about that pass. He led him perfectly. It was just over the fingertips of that defender. Led CJ right to an open spot on the court with 1.1 left. And Nurkic hit him perfectly. CJ turns around, hits the jumper going into the half right at the buzzer. Dave Pasch, ESPN on the call. And the Blazers beat the Utah Jazz in Utah. Hand the Jazz their 5th home loss on the year.
Best home team in the NBA this year. What's the percentage of those plays hitting? I feel like teams try one of those every single game, either at the end of a quarter, end of the half, end of the game. I don't think I've seen one hit all year.
Got to be 10%
Portland.
Or less. Right? 1 second.
Right, 1 second left. Beautiful pass, great catch, great finish. That was a fun way to end the first half.
And Lillard also had a hell of a night himself.
Here's Lillard on the attack. And it's another 30-point game, the 34th of the season for Damian Lillard and his 6th in a row.
Yeah, Dave Pasch on the call of that one, too. And Damian Lillard, another 30-point performance. Had to feel good for him to do that in Utah. He doesn't play well there for whatever reason. Sometimes maybe pressing.
Sure, I think the whole team doesn't play well there historically.
Utah's a tough team at home. We know that. But it was nice to see Dame get it going in Salt Lake.
It was. Him and CJ played great. And it was, look, I don't care about guys being out. They needed to put together a complete performance. You see the Lakers got to win. You see Dallas got to win. That was a must win for Portland. If you want to hold on and try and get that 6 seed, they got it. And now we'll see how the final two games of the regular season go.
Magic number is 1.
One more
either
win.
Any victory or any Lakers loss the rest of the week, and Portland will not be in the play-in tournament.
I'm nervous about tonight's game. Phoenix has something to play for. It's a back-to-back. The Lakers schedule is cake. And LeBron's supposed to be coming back for that Indiana game.
You just got to win one, though. You just get you win in Phoenix tonight, or you get a win
Sunday.
But if
you don't win
tonight, Denver.
I mean, imagine if Denver still has something to play for come Sunday, boy. That's going to be a playoff game.
You just had it. It will be a huge game. There's no doubt about it. You just had a great crack at them the last time they were in town. Mm-hmm. It was a close back-and-forth game. Portland, I think, is playing better than they were then.
I agree.
But it's a good spot to be in. You just need one more win as opposed to losing last night, and then it's an uphill battle to get there.
Okay. There you go. There's the Morning Crunch brought to you in the fan by Crunch Fitness. Hey, get as excited for the NFL schedule as this guy. I don't think you can. That's next.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Joe Fortenbaugh, ESPN's Daily Wager, their sports gambling show. They're going to have a special radio show today. You can catch at 6 o'clock on 910. He's going to join us for the Daily Ticker at 7:30. We'll run through the NFL. The schedule release came out. And I've got a list here of the best revenge or narrative games of the season. Oh,
inject them into my veins, baby.
Let me start with maybe the most important one.
Sure, there's one that stands out above the rest.
Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford, October 24th, 1:05 p.m. Goff is returning to L.A.
Prime time on Fox. It has to be a big game of the week right there. Troy Aikman, Joe Buck probably on the call.
No, I'm just kidding. The big one, obviously, that everybody noted yesterday is that Jameis Winston's going to Tampa Bay, December 19th, divisional game. Huh?
No, not quite it. Not quite it. That doesn't quite move the needle for sports fans.
Cam Newton at Carolina, November 7th, 1 o'clock CBS.
Hate to break it to you, Bob. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Wow. Indianapolis at Buffalo, a rematch of a wild card game.
No, not really. Okay. I mean, I'm excited to watch that game. I don't know if it's like a big, revenge rivalry game. It was a very good playoff game.
Philadelphia at New York, the team who wanted Devontae Smith versus the team that actually got Devontae Smith.
Nope, not moving the needle, Bob.
Cleveland at Pittsburgh, wild, high-scoring playoff affair. One team, the wheels fell off. The other team made a surprise run.
Sales job's okay. That one did it for me. Actually did, because the way that the way that the Steelers talked to us going into that game, like, they're just Cleveland, we'll be fine. And then Cleveland just punking them after the opening snap of the game goes over Roethlisberger's head. That has a chance to become a pretty fun rivalry. Don't forget Myles Garrett a couple of years ago, swinging helmets at quarterbacks.
Almost murdering Mason Rudolph.
There's some meat on that bone. I'm on board with it.
What are you doing at 1:25 p.m. West Coast time on October 24th? Because I'll tell you what you're doing. You're watching.
I'm probably laying on the couch.
DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt make their return to the Houston Texans.
I saw that the Houston, according to projected win-loss records.
I'm taking the under.
They have one of the hardest schedules in the NFL, and hammer that under. Okay, just according to projections, things can change, but at least as of now, it looks like they're going to have a tough schedule with a terrible football team.
Okay, this is going to give you a sports erection. October 10th, Sunday Night Football.
Bum.
Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills stampede into Kansas City for a rematch of a not-so-close AFC Championship game.
And that's not really a rematch of anything because Kansas City kicked their ass from basically start to finish in that game, but I am excited for that game.
I don't think there's anything I could have done better in this segment of teasing the revenge games that we have on our slate.
I mean, the only one that's going to get...
I tried to say on Jets at Panthers.
You tried to.
You weren't in on it.
You tried to. I'm not down for that. Buffalo-Kansas City, if they meet again in the AFC title game and, like, Buffalo wins, then you become a rivalry and there's some rematches. Like, but one playoff game that was pretty lopsided, not going to do it. But those are two really good teams. That'll be a great Sunday Night Football game.
Is it odd that I'm more excited about Cleveland-Pittsburgh? And I don't know why.
I should be more excited about
Buffalo, Kansas City.
You should, yeah. Unless Pittsburgh surprises this year and Roethlisberger turns back the clock, you shouldn't. Yeah,
I can't get excited about Pittsburgh yet till I see what it looks like on the field.
Well, I'm more curious to see if Pittsburgh is bad as I think they will be, and I just don't trust Roethlisberger. Is this the year that Cleveland, like, kind of jumps them within the division? Because that's been a
utter
beatdown for a decade plus. Yeah. And Cleveland getting a nice little playoff win last year, maybe being able to beat him in that rematch.
It should be Cleveland.
You kind of look at it as Baltimore-Cleveland,
yeah.
Is weird.
Remember they played him in Week 17, and Pittsburgh played basically nobody because they had nothing to play for. And Cleveland had to eke out a win. I think it was at home, if I'm not mistaken.
They almost beat him, yeah.
And it was a back-and-forth game. They needed Baker to convert like a fourth down with his legs late to seal the win. And that's why everybody went into that wild card game because Cleveland had some guys out with COVID, and they were without some injuries, that kind of stuff. Everybody thought Pittsburgh was going to stampede him because they could barely beat him with basically the second unit out there. They just kicked their ass. So, yeah, this is a great opportunity for Cleveland this year to take the jump. Baltimore is going to be another battle. I still think Baltimore probably the cream of the crop in that division, at least going into the year.
Remember their great game where Lamar had to take a dump mid-game
and he came back
at the end and they won it?
Who's not relieved after taking a big dump?
And then they ended up like covering because of that stupid kickoff?
They did. The kickoff thing. They did the laterals and then it was returned. That was one of the games of the year.
I lost money on that game.
He came waddling back out of the...
said he wasn't taking a dump.
Dude, we all knew you were taking a dump, Lamar. It's all right. We've all been there.
We all know that look. You would have never believed the Cleveland thing, though, 2 years ago with Freddie Kitchens, would you?
No, not at all.
See, that's wild about the NFL is how quickly it turns. Did you catch Colin after our show?
I did not.
He listened to the show.
Okay.
Because guess who was super jacked for Jets at Panthers?
Jets Panthers does it for him?
He says because they're playing it early.
Aha.
Those teams are not quite bad enough for that game not to matter. So it's a big game.
I mean, sure, I can buy that logic. It's bigger earlier in the year because both of them are likely to have pretty bad seasons. And if it's Sam Darnold versus Zach Wilson and both teams is 3-9 going into week 10, yeah, you're probably not going to get many eyeballs. But at least the intrigue early of we haven't seen Zach Wilson suck yet, and Darnold did suck, but is he still going to suck? You get more intrigue there.
Well, if you think I did a bad sales job there on a lot of those games, you didn't bite on almost any of them.
You know, I'm actually kind of glad that we didn't talk about the one game because it's going to get jammed down our throats basically from now until when it happens in week 4, and I'm already tired of it.
Well, yeah, I knew you'd go there, but we have to talk about it, and that is the game.
Oh my God, Tom Brady's coming back to Boston.
I famously left it out of the list here, and that is, as you mentioned there, Brady and the Bucs will head to Foxborough in week 4, the long-awaited return of the Prince versus the King.
It's not really long-awaited. He's only been gone for a year.
It's been a long year. It's been a pandemic. I don't know if you've known that.
That's a fair argument. It has been a very long year.
Okay?
It's been a very long year.
Have you been at home with your kids all day? It's a long year. Well, if you didn't like the sell job I did on those games, get as excited for Brady going back to Foxborough as this guy.
That defense is run by Belichick. That's a direct hit on Belichick. If Belichick shut down Tom Brady, that's a direct hit on Tom Brady. You get to face each other. All of that anger that we didn't hear about, that y'all say didn't exist, that obviously existed because you're no longer together, we get to see it right now. It's going to be incredible.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I cannot top that sales pitch.
No, you cannot.
I cannot top that.
Nobody can top that.
Was there an eating a face in there? Did I hear that? Did I catch that?
Eating a face? You heard him say eating a face?
I thought I did it. Nobody else catch
Swigard's that? Okay, not. No. Swigard's okay. Done with us. Okay. He's doing something. I don't know what he's doing.
He's tired of your sales pitch at Jets and Panthers. Get that crap out of here.
I mean, look, dude, we kind of sold it yesterday. I know. I really am getting geeked. I'm getting excited because did you also see the report from Benjamin Albright?
Oh, full stadiums this year?
NFL is planning to do full capacity stadiums at every market this year.
It'd be great. It's outdoors. We should make it happen by the time the NFL season rolls around. Would love to see that next year. I hope
they do a vaccine requirement.
I know some teams are. Buffalo is doing it.
If you want to go.
Somewhat controversial when they announce it, but I'm not sure if others have. I know some of, at least in the NBA, we're doing vaccinated sections. Not entire stadium. So yeah, I don't know.
Pundits are using that as a segregation call.
Oh, like, okay.
No.
Okay.
That's not at all what that is.
That's where we're going with that one. I mean, look, this is going to be a really big deal in the NFL. Yes, I am excited for it. But unfortunately, knowing my personality, this is going to get so beaten down that by the time the game probably rolls around, I'm going to be a negative Nancy on it.
Why? It's a big game. You have to admit, it's an intriguing game.
Is New England
going to be better? They spent a ton of money.
Sure.
Is Mac Jones going to be the starter by week 4? Because Cam can't throw a football. Tom Brady's going in age 45 season. That's nuts. Yeah. And it's Belichick versus Brady. Brady versus Bill. Bill versus Tom. You can beat that horse all day. I'm still going to get excited the week it's here.
Okay.
I bet your ass we're doing a daily ticker stop.
I probably will be excited by the time the game kicks off.
But allowing the narrative to ruin things for you. You need to stop doing that. If I allowed the narrative to ruin everything for me, I wouldn't watch some of the shows that I watch.
It also comes from a vantage point where I just personally cannot stand Tom Brady anymore. Yeah, I mean, you know my take on Brady. I'm tired of it. He's football herpes. He won't go away. He's been around for my entire adult life.
Good football herpes, though.
If you like herpes,
there's
maybe
good
he's
herpes,
your cup
there's
of tea.
Bad herpes, right?
Sure,
can't
he's a minor flare up. He's not like covering your whole unit or whatever.
He's not genital herpes. Sure. He's a minor flare up herpes that pops up every once in a while.
He's a cold sore every 6 months, but that cold sore happens to win a Super Bowl every year, and I'm damn tired of it. of it, okay?
Well, I don't know about you, but when I do get a cold sore, and it's happened twice in the last, like, 10 years, those things last on my face for 2 weeks.
They
do. It sucks.
They stick around for a while.
I use makeup. I'm so embarrassed by it. I'm like, hey, can I get some makeup? You don't have that problem? Is it just me?
No, I've had that problem before. No. I've had that problem.
And then you lie about it. You're like, oh, I think it's a pimple.
It's just a zit right there, man. No, don't worry about it, okay?
Hey, you don't get zits on your lips?
Don't mind that one night. That one thing happened.
Now, Michael Irvin, God bless you, man. I'm as excited as you are. I just can't convey the message as well as you. So there you go. There's some NFL leagues. Hey, I have a random sports nerd question I want to get to. We'll dive into the Blazers, and we still have the Pac-12 commissioner news to get to as well that John Wilner reported last night. A whole lot more. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan. The Pac-12 is supposed to announce a new commissioner today, according to John Wilner of the Mercury News, who had that scoop last night. Pete Thamel. Tamil or Thamel?
I think it's Thamel.
Well, we thought it was Tibbs for a long time. It turned out it was Thibs.
No, it's Thibodeau. It's Thamel.
Thamel. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I can't get him to email me back. He reported just this morning, about an hour ago, maybe a little less, that Oliver Luck is not going to be that guy.
Not encouraging news for Pac-12 fans, because that rumor had spread like wildfire over the last week, and I think a lot of folks were hoping it was going to be a football-backgrounded person. And
well, we don't know if it's not. That doesn't mean it's not.
Very true. Does not mean that it's not, but it is the Pac-12, and I think there's a fear in the back of a lot of our minds that, hey, getting rid of Larry Scott is great, but this is the Pac-12, and they're probably going to find a way to screw this up.
You can't get worse than him, though. If anything, you're getting the same level of incompetence.
Don't know that. It could always
really? How
get,
can it get worse?
Maybe all of your next TV deals are on Facebook. I'm just saying, it can always get worse. The notion that it can't get worse, it can always get worse. Mm. We did that a lot during COVID over the last year.
It can't get any worse than this.
Yeah. And now people are shoving gas and garbage bags in the back of their cars. Things can always get worse.
I don't know. What's that about?
I think there was a...
The gas shortage thing?
There was like a ransomware attack on an oil company.
I saw that, yeah.
That like screwed up their pipelines.
I got gas 2 days ago. There was no line.
It's just in the Southeast. I think the company is just in the...
I didn't see that part of it.
I might be missing some parts of that story, but it's just in the Southeast.
Yeah, stupidity knows no bounds. I saw the lady fill it up trash bags. I thought, oh, yeah. God.
Somebody filled up one of those big like storage bins of gas. So things can remember when we hoarded toilet paper and everybody had to go get their toilet paper and you couldn't buy toilet paper anywhere?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah. I am enjoying not have to get gas anymore.
Yeah, you're no longer a gas guy.
See, the other thing, I had somebody else tell me today, randomly, I was talking about golf, and then as I'm leaving, they go, get a truck, by the way. And I went, oh, you son of a bitch. I think I'm getting an electric car.
Okay. You do you, boo.
Well, plug it in.
Yeah.
Be ready to go.
How much does one of those charge things cost to put in your house?
I haven't inquired yet.
Okay.
There are...
They have, plug outlets, like converters.
Sure.
Things.
Yeah, well, I mean, the car comes with one you can plug in your wall, but it takes, a day and a half to completely
fully charge it.
Right.
Make sure
you remember to plug it in at night before you go to bed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
In the shopping complex right across the street from me, there are 8 different charge stations.
You pay for the charge stations?
No, I get 2 hours. The first 2 hours free.
Oh, that's great.
That's a good deal.
So that's a nice deal.
When I'm home, you get front row
parking with those.
Yeah.
You do.
It's like the new handicap pass. Electric bro, front row. Yeah.
So get a little, get a little walk
in. We need to put them in the back of the lot.
Whoa.
Yeah, come on.
No, fossil fuels need to go in the back of the lot. Get out of here.
Yeah, I think most people that drive
V6, bro.
Electric cars are in good shape. You can walk that distance. Come on.
You could say, yeah, you're an electric car guy. Don't you want to be in the back? Because you want to walk.
Right.
You
exactly.
The charge stations need to be near where the electrical hookups are for the building.
Yeah, that's very true.
We'll get into the Blazers coming up here at the top of the hour. Joe Fortenbaugh, we'll talk all things NFL. I find this team, for the obvious reason, the most impossible to even want to discuss gambling with.
Okay.
And so we'll get his thoughts on that and many other narratives. But did you see, sticking in the NFL, did you see what Teddy Bridgewater said yesterday?
I did not see what Teddy Bridgewater said.
Teddy Bridgewater did a podcast hit with Patrick Peterson.
Yes, currently a quarterback of the Denver Broncos, if I'm not mistaken, Teddy Bridgewater.
Is it cornerback or
quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
Did I say cornerback?
I thought you were talking about Peterson and you said quarterback. And
Teddy B is currently on the Denver Broncos.
Projected to be the starting quarterback if he can beat out Drew Locke. Well, he did a podcast hit and he was asked about Carolina. And he talked about how much he liked being in Carolina, and he thought Joe Brady was kind of what he had heard, you know, the up-and-coming mm-hmm. young football savant.
Sure.
He did mention this, though. He said the one area Joe Brady needs to do is he needs to develop the next level, and that next level is he needs to work on details. And then he revealed that last year, not one time did they practice the two-minute drill or red zone offense.
What?
To which instantly both Patrick Peterson and I'm forgetting the other guy's name went, what? The other guy was like, that's what Thursdays were. We just did two-minute in red zone on Thursdays. And Teddy B kind of just chuckled, said, yeah, we didn't practice it one time. And the reason he said they didn't was because the analytics are driving further and further to the point where they're not emphasizing that as much, because they feel like if they can execute throughout, it cancels out some of that.
Okay, I'm going to need a retort here from Joe Brady.
He needs to respond to this.
I need a response to this.
It's a pretty big accusation, because that's like malpractice.
That is, well, as Peterson said, like most teams will spend an entire day during the week focusing on those two. Those are huge points of the game. The last 2 minutes of the first half, obviously final drive situations, whether you need a score or whether you need a stop. And then converting in the red zone. Like, those are things that make you a 6-10 team to a, you know, a 12-4 team. Those are huge parts of a football game. And if you didn't practice them all year, yeah, look, you can be as smart as you want and as a genius of a football mind as you want, but that is coaching malpractice.
I heard a thing about golf the other day, and we're against it, and I'm going to go over to make this point. I heard a thing about golf, and I wanted to share this yesterday, and I forgot. There was a pro a golf pro. And he was doing a podcast. Do you know what he said? This blew my mind. A person that shoots 79 versus a person that shoots 95, the guy that gets a 79, the only difference is that he gets one birdie more around. Everything else is just they avoid bogey more. That's the difference. It's not, oh, he gets two or three birdies around.
Right. It's that you don't have a score worse than a bogey on your card.
Yeah. And I think you can make the point in the NFL where if you're 7-9 in the NFL, you're 2 minute practice, your red zone offense difference is from 7-9 all the way to 11-5 because
you execute
well in that. Yes, that's a great example. They should have had two or three more wins.
Easily. Over the last handful of years, they could have won 11 or 12 games every year if they just pulled their head out of their ass at the right times during games.
I need Joe Brady to respond to that.
Yes, I need a retort. I don't want to believe Teddy Bridgewater because I can't imagine a coaching staff
quarterback last
would
year.
Actually do that for an entire year, because that makes no sense.
It doesn't. All right, hour two straight ahead. The Blazers continue their winning ways. We'll dive into that next. Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.